The Australian dollar remains weaker at 75 US cents. Simon Fraser joins us. That's right where the Reserve Bank wants it, Simon, isn't it, the dollar?
Exactly, Fran, but possibly not the way they wanted to get us there. And obviously with the volatility as well, no sure thing that it's going to stay there if there is a sudden outcome to this or a resolution to this in the next week. So I'll just rehash the Wall Street numbers. I won't repeat the European ones. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down around a quarter of 1% at 17,684. The broader S&P 500 fell nearly 0.4% to 2,069. It wasn't just Greece, though. Energy stocks also weighed on trade as West Texas crude oil plunged nearly 8% to $52.43 a barrel. Futures trade suggests the local share market will bounce back today because of the subdued reaction to Greece. The ASX SPY 200 is 23 points or 0.4% higher at 5,455. That's despite another fall in iron ore prices overnight to $52 a ton. And finally, spot gold is higher at $1,170 an ounce. Fran.
Thanks very much, Simon.